The Outdoorsman Radio Show is brought to you by Ellis Outdoors, LLC. Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time once again for the Outdoorsman Radio Show. Here's your hosts, Alan and Robin Ellis.
Good morning, everybody. Alan Ellis here with
me,
Robin, and this is time for the Outdoors and Radio Show here on WCBM 680. We do this every Saturday from 5 to 7 a.m. On this particular Saturday, it happens to be the first day of the youth deer season, and I always like this season because we get a lot of excited youngsters out there. We get a lot of proud parents. We got a lot of proud uncles and grandparents, and we've got a lot of people mentoring a lot of youngsters all across Maryland on this youth day. So we're very excited to invite anybody who's in the car listening on their way to the woods to give us a call. Here at 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number, and you're welcome to call. We'd like to talk to the kids, talk to them about what they're going to use in the woods, you know, what kind of gun they're going to use, how many years they've been hunting, if they've seen a deer, just want to hear their excitement level here at 410-922-6680. So dad, mom, uncle, grandpa, grandma, aunt, whoever's taking the youngster hunting and is hearing my voice and Robin's voice here on the air this morning, we want to hear from those kids. And we talked. Go ahead.
I'm sorry. The boy, man we talked to yesterday, we'll explain it all to you and who we talked to. I don't remember his name, but he was taking his son or his grandson out this morning?
Son.
And he was planning. We said, well, listen in and call in. Let your son talk to us. He said, I'm going to be in the woods before 5 a.m. We're so excited.
Yeah. I think there was a long walk involved in that or something.
A long walk and a good deer they'd seen.
Yeah. They wanted to sit for a long time to, I guess, not scare the deer. In my humble opinion, I don't know if that's the right decision or not. Let's ask our listeners if they think they should go in early and, you know, get settled in and settle down in their stand.
Now, to me, that makes sense.
Okay. Or if they get in early, is that more of a chance for their scent to disperse, you know, throughout the woods and potentially put the deer on alert?
You know,
sound, movement, and everything else.
And I'm going to take a lot of flack for this today, but you know how I feel about your descenting yourself and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think especially maybe I'm probably way off. I just think there's so many things out there now, and the world has gotten so much smaller that deer smell all kinds of different stuff all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think its scent bothers them as much as it may have in the past. That's just me.
Okay, well.
But that's just a personal.
Okay, well, I'd like to respond to
hypothesis.
That. I'd like to respond to that.
I know, but I'm not done finishing.
Oh, okay, well.
Now I'm done. You were biting at the bit to butt in on that one.
No, I wasn't. I was waiting.
Wait.
You said you weren't done, and then you said, now I'm done. So anyway.
I had to throw him off before he came back at me.
Where I hunt, there are all types of scents in the woods. And right next door is a small farmette where the guy has goats, sheep, chickens, turkeys, guineas. There's two dogs. The next neighbor has a dog and some horses, and you know, those are the kind of scents that a deer gets used to. And maybe even when they come out and feed the chickens and you know, that type of thing, or work the farm, the deer have those scents, and those are familiar scents and familiar noises. My point when I descent is that I'm not in that environment all the time, and that deer can definitely distinguish my scent from all those other scents that are in the woods. So that's my feeling on that. So I'm going to continue to wash my clothes in scent-free clothing. I'm going to continue to spray down with scent killer or whatever product I happen to use and do the best I can to eliminate my scent. And I also play the woods at wind, and I use a cover scent, which is usually some type of attractant, you know, like whether that's a doe in heat lure, whether that's just an attractant, whether that's a, you know, a nose jammer or something like that, that the deer would understand is, and I even use what's it called? I can't remember. Deer Calm or something like that that smells like a herd of deer.
That's the reason he does the laundry, folks, because he doesn't want me using a bunch of smelly stuff.
On my hunting clothes. You're right.
No, you don't like it even in the washer a lot.
I don't. But, you know, I'm a little bit nuts about that, because when you add the softener, liquid softener for the regular clothes, there's even a dispenser on the top of the washer. And before I wash my hunting clothes, I take that out and rinse any of the softener that's stuck on there off of that, so I get as little of that scent on my hunting clothes as possible.
It's just funny.
It's worked for me. That's all I can tell you.
Everybody, it's called hunting because you all have your own way to hunt these animals. And
right.
I think it's great. I think a lot of people make a lot of money playing on everybody's...
Sure they do.
Thoughts. Okay?
Yeah.
And mine with the deer and less calm, quiet places for them to be and less scent that invades it is a hypothesis of the way the world's going right now. That's mainly what that was.
I see. Okay. I got it.
It just doesn't seem that they would be as sensitive as they used to be.
Well, they're not. And they're used to dealing with population and, you know, people around and so forth. My grandson's 22nd birthday, Jacob, was this week, this Wednesday. And he backs up to a small patch of woods, their house, in a residential neighborhood. And I texted him for his birthday, and he said there were 13 deer in the yard last night, bucks chasing does everywhere. So they have adapted to suburbia, and we all know that. But my personal way to deer hunt is if I'm on a property, I listen to the landowner. If the landowner says you have to sit in a stationary stand, I sit in the stationary stand. I'm constantly monitoring the wind. I'm constantly looking downwind. I'm constantly playing to the wind. But I've learned, if I'm sitting in one particular stand, I've learned the deer movement in that area, at least in the deer season, and I know where to watch and that type of thing. The other property where I sit, I can move my stand anywhere I want. I play the wind there primarily. And, you know, I know the best wind is not necessarily a north wind or a northeast wind or a northwest wind. The best wind for that particular place is the south wind from someone coming from the south. So I like to hunt on those days when there's south wind. But that's me. And I just like to learn the natural deer movement on the property, not affected by anything that I do, not affected by bait or anything like that, or, you know, nor do I put trail cameras out. I've done it a couple of times, and you learn some stuff, but, you know, I just feel like doing it, the natural way. Now, does that include cover scent? Yeah. Does that include attractants? Yeah. But that doesn't include, like I said, bait, trail cameras, or anything like that. I know you wanted to get me a trail camera last Christmas, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I said, that would be great. I would use it. You know, you connect it to your phone, a trail camera goes off, and you get an alert on your phone. I guess that's okay. You know, a lot of people
I like them just to look at the wildlife that's in it. I don't care about what deer's what or anything. I would like to have a trail camera because of where you would have it,
mm-hmm.
number one, because I have a affinity for that property.
Right. I understand.
Okay. And number two, I just want to see what's out there.
Well, yeah. You know? I mean, Chuck, did you see the pictures that Chuck sent?
Not this week.
Oh, he sent some last week and out in Frederick, and I was quite surprised to see a bobcat.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, I want to see that,
cool.
one.
Oh, yeah. It was so cool. It's like, I've been there, and, you know, I've seen wild turkey. Now I've seen a bobcat. It's like, that's pretty amazing to me that it's there, and I sat in that general area.
Chris, if you still have that one, send it to me.
Oh, I've got it.
Well, you didn't show me either. I give up on you guys.
You don't particularly care about the trail camera
pictures. Yes, I do. I love the trail camera pictures.
Oh, okay.
You got to play to my what parts of hunting I like.
I got it. Well, you like the video I've sent.
I haven't got over the skunk video.
The skunk video. I had a skunk walk under the stand, and one of my friends said, "You know, Pepe Le Pew," and it was very unusual markings on this skunk. You saw the video, didn't you, Chris?
Yes. With the skunk, and then the next one with the black and white cat.
Yeah, same trail. Yeah, it was like Pepe Le Pew came
and
to
Penelope.
Life.
Penelope. I just looked it up. Penelope is her name.
Okay, well, Pepe and Penelope were playing under the stand. And, you know, the videos were like, I don't know, 8 hours apart, something like that. But it was absolutely amazing to me. So, oh, well. Any callers on the line? We are giving
them Glenn.
Glenn?
Hey, Glenn.
Hey, Alan, Rob. How you doing?
Good, buddy.
Good.
How you doing?
Good.
Okay, I guess.
You going in the woods today?
No, it's supposed to go to tractor pull.
Oh, that sounds like more fun to me.
And Goldsboro.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Have you been out this week?
No, I actually haven't. But
I got you.
Things didn't work out right. But,
well, enjoy your tractor pull. There's a lot going on, everybody, this weekend. Get out there and enjoy it.
Yeah.
Yeah, what Robin and I have been sitting at the Waterfowl Festival all day yesterday. She came in. What time did you come in? About 1 o'clock, something like that?
12:30.
12 something. Yes. Went in and set the booth up. We finally got our T-shirts in from Eastern Shore. So we have short and long sleeve T-shirts. This is our debut at the Waterfowl Festival, and folks seem to like our brand, Eastern Shore, and you know, some people immediately react, they like it, they laugh, and other people, I've had two people say, "What is that about? Like old people, you know, geezers." I'm like, "Yeah, it's all about me. That's why I put it out there." So, but. You know, there's a lot of nice people come by, a lot of nice vendors that we've talked to. So, you know, if you have a chance, if you get down to Waterfowl Festival, stop by the Sportsman's Booth number one. Let's just see the whole show, but you'll see us there if you come by. So,
where is that at?
In Easton.
Easton.
Mm-hmm.
In Easton. Yeah, it's a really neat show. Glenn, I don't want to take up your time, but because we'll talk about it more. So listen for a few minutes. But it's really nice, and they've got all kinds of stuff. We're right by Doc Dogs, and they're right across from us, across by the high school, hun, is a raptor show.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it's not officially Doc Dogs. What is it?
I thought it was Doc Dogs.
Mm-mm. It's not their brand. It's some other brand.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I did not know that. I'll have to look at it today. I know it's sponsored by Yukonuba.
Yes, it is. Jumping, I can't remember what it's called. You'll have to look.
I know a lot of people bring their dogs out to try jumping the first time, and it's really cool.
Yep.
Really cool. I mean, these people are just bringing their dogs, seeing what they'll do out there with people around. It's a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm. That's what it's all about. You just bring your dog and register, and, you know, you see a dog jump off 21 and a half feet off the dock to retrieve a decoy. That's pretty cool to watch that.
This lady had her two out there yesterday. They were only 5 months old.
Right.
And they did really pretty good. I only got to see maybe four or five jumps. It's between us and the restroom, so.
Yeah.
But they have all kinds of stuff for you to see, Glenn. They really do.
And it covers the whole town. There's, you know, artists and sculptors and so forth. Sculptors are downtown, and then the sportsman's tent's out at the Elks and the
Dutchman's Lane.
Dutchman's Lane, yeah.
That's where we are. Anybody come out and see us, Dutchman's Lane today.
And then the World Goose and Duck Calling Championship. World Goose Calling Championships and a couple duck championships are out there at the school. So there's a whole schedule of calling events. And
there's going to be one goose caller. It's not going to make it through the day today.
you know, there in our tent, and in all the tents, there are people selling goose calls. So for, what, 20 minutes yesterday, one guy decided that he had to try this entire line of calls.
But no, it went on all day yesterday.
Oh, yeah, but I'm talking about the one guy that just insisted he could, you know. I don't know who he was trying to impress or if he was actually going to buy a call. But he went down the entire line of calls for 20 minutes and blew every call as loud as he possibly could in a tent.
Sounds like the outdoor version of going to Guitar Center.
Well, you couldn't.
I would have enjoyed that more.
Yeah, okay. You couldn't talk. I mean, you know, you'd start a conversation and this guy would sound off, and you know he's 50 feet away from you.
Yeah, I would suspect that would get pretty loud and annoying after a while.
After a while.
But it went on all day. I mean, it would have a little lull, but very few. And Alan can't hear me to save his life on a good day.
Yeah.
So, it's called selective hearing.
Yeah.
We practice. Guys practice that on a regular basis.
Yeah. Well, so when you have hard of hearing and selective hearing, it's really tough.
Robin, let's not forget about Glenn. He's still with
us. Oh, hey, Glenn. Glenn, you're part of the biggest conversation of the day so far.
Yeah.
See, we're just so used to you and so at home with you. We just talk with you just like normal. So. Glenn's one of our most loyal and loved listeners.
Exactly. So, well, buddy, look, if you get a chance to get out there this week, the Bucks are still running hard from what I understand, so go get yourself some meat in the freezer.
Yeah.
All right.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Kev, a great time at the tractor pull today.
Great. Okay.
We'll talk to
you later.
How's
everybody doing? Everybody all right?
Yeah, it seems decent. My dad happens to be in the hospital, but
no, I'm sorry to hear.
Okay, there, but if he gets back in here maybe today or tomorrow. Or
well, we'll say some good prayers for him today, okay?
Great, thank you. Thank you.
You have a great day, Glenn.
Yeah, you too. You all. God bless you. Take care.
Take care.
You
buddy.
Too.
Bye-bye.
Great.
I don't think it would be a weekend without Glenn calling. I think it's great.
You're right. You're absolutely right. So, my question is, do you have that beautiful fireplace in your house somewhere that you never use? Well, there it sits right over there. We never used it. Sat here. How many years was that fireplace?
I was here from 90. I bought in 98. 20-some years. Anyway, it was at least 22 years it didn't get used.
22 years. Okay. Well, now we use it every day just about. Because we went to Hearth America at Backyard Billy's on Kent Island, the premier fireplace stove and hearth dealer in the region. Robin and I selected an Enviro brand EX35 gas fireplace insert. Hearth America at Backyard Billy's did the installation, and they have provided us with friendly, knowledgeable follow-up and service. We both enjoy the convenience, the beauty, and the room-filling heat from our gas fireplace insert. Now, Hearth America at Backyard Billy's carries both Enviro and Regency brands. And here's the thing. The worldwide shortage of computer chips could delay your idea of owning a new insert. Act now while supplies last. You can select a new pellet, gas, electric, or wood stove from Hearth America at Backyard Billy's in Graysonville. Stop into their showroom soon so you will be ready for the coming cold weather. Visit BackyardBilly's.com, the Hearth America Facebook page. Here's the phone number, 410-827-4500, 410-827-4500, Backyard Billy's, open 7 days a week, Route 50, exit 44B, Evans Avenue, Graysonville. It's the heat you want. Hearth America at Backyard Billy's is the fireplace. You know, Clyde Sports Shop has firearms for every purpose. They are a full-line Browning dealer, so I'm going to tell you about two. One for high-powered bolt-action rifle for general big game hunting and deer hunting, and that's the X-Bolt, extremely accurate bolt-action big game hunting perfection. Comes in all standard Magnum and short Magnum calibers with an adjustable feather trigger, detachable rotary magazine, and comes in a lot of different styles, the X-Bolt. And then there's the A5, which is a autoloader shotgun with a 100,000-rounder five-year guarantee, the most reliable, fastest cycling, best balanced, and softest shooting recoil-operated autoloader on the planet. Comes in Mossy Oak Shadowgrass blade, fiber-optic front sight, a humpback receiver, ergonomically balanced, recoil-operated kinematic drive autoloader shotgun. You can see those both at Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway, exit 9. For firearms, licenses, ammunition, gunsmithing, and scope mounting, it's Clyde Sports Shop, 410-242-6108, 242-6108. And we'll be right back.
You need to discover SML Footwear in Millersville. It's at 401 Headquarters Drive along Veterans Highway. That's right off Interstate 97. SML Footwear carries Dunlop rubber boots in several styles for hunting or for work. If you need deck boots, SML Footwear has Grundon's footwear and Grundon's rainwear, too, so you can dress like a waterman. And the display walls at SML Footwear are covered in thousands of socks. Insulated, wool, hunting, work, diabetic, and everyday socks for men, women, and youth with Fox River socks and Carolina Ultimate socks that are made right here in the USA. All socks are 25% off at SML Footwear. Yes, 25% off with custom and bulk ordering available. SML Footwear also offers a 10% discount to police, fire, military, and first responders. Search SML Footwear online or Facebook. Stop by right off Interstate 97 or call 443-685-3779. That's 443-685-3779. Your feet will love you. Alan Ellis here for Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners. Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market. Whether you're a hunter, a crabber, an angler, a contractor, a farmer, a waterman, a weekend warrior, your Linex bedliner with a lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, or any other kind of tools, your Linex bedliner resists most chemicals and will not crack, bubble, or peel. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie is located off Ritchie Highway at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-487-6405. That's 487-6405. Catonsville Linex is just off Security Boulevard on 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Give Jack Carver a call, 410-455-0800. That's 455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex can install tough truck gear accessories and even protect your vehicle from rust with a product called ValueGuard No Rust Protection. Do what I did and have Bay Linex of Glen Burnie or Catonsville Linex install your Linex spray-on, truck bed liner, and truck gear today. Linex.
Talk Radio 680 WCB.
When the green of the corn stalk begins to turn brown, and when the time for the goldenrod bloom comes around, that's when I look to the hills, for I know soon I'll walk there again with my arrow and bow.
Pretty song.
And when I love it.
Let's not forget we have a muzzleloader contest. And it's easy to enter. All you do is give us a call here at 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. 410-922-6680. Chris has a sheet with your where he can record your name and phone number. Then you simply go on the air with us and say, hi, I wanted to get in the contest, or, you know, anything you want to say, you want to make a comment, want to have a question, that's fine. And then you're in the contest. Now, likely because the last Saturday of this month is the first day of the deer firearm season, the show will be pre-recorded. Robin can sleep in. I'll be hunting. So we will delay that till the first Saturday in December, the winter for November. And the way that works is Robin takes all the names and assigns them a number, then puts her random number generator on her phone, picks a number, and guess what? Somebody wins a muzzleloader. This time around, it's a CVA Optima, beautiful nitride finished barrel, camo stock. So we'll get that, we'll put that online one of these days. I've just been real lax on putting everything on our social media because just been incredibly busy. So we'll try to get that put up there this week. So we will. So there we are, 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. Can't believe that there's that many people going to take their youngster hunting today. Now, of course, you know, the deer rut is in full gear. There'll be a lot of bow hunters out there today as well. Keep in mind, if you're bow hunting today, because it is youth firearm season, you must wear the required amount of 250 square inches of blaze orange or fluorescent pink. Make sure that, you know, you stand out in the woods, even if you're bow hunting, even if on private property, even if you don't think anybody else is around, and that's only for your safety. So, and I think the reasons are obvious. We don't have to state why you have to do that, do we, Robin?
No.
So just be safe out there, please. Somebody did put something online about someone falling out of a tree this week at Liberty Reservoir near Sykesville. We urge you, if you're ascending a tree, to wear your harness, lock yourself in, so in case something happens, your stand may collapse. That happens. The straps may break. That happens. You may slip on a wet step ascending. You may, you know, make a wrong step on the side of the platform, and if you're locked into the tree, it sure is a little bit uncomfortable, and maybe you got to spend $100 on a harness or something like that. But what's your life worth? Let's talk to Bob. Good morning, Bob. How are you?
Hey, Bob.
Morning, Robin Allen.
Hey, Robert.
Hey.
How's the hawk doing?
Well, I got one hanging now. I got one last night.
Oh, congratulations. Big doe, I'm guessing.
Big doe. Weighs about, I weighed 130 pounds.
That's a nice doe.
Before I field dressed it.
Yep, nice doe.
I shot it in Delaware opening day. Yesterday was opening day. So
yep. That's like taking a step across your property line, isn't it?
Yeah, it's like a mile down the road, maybe.
You're pretty close up there.
It's convenient.
Sure.
I just wish the license didn't cost $200. I can't believe a license for $200 to go across the road. But that's
I understand. Well, in a interesting dynamic there between Maryland and Delaware, you know?
Yeah. Well, I like Delaware. Kind of the bucks are still in rut, you know?
During the firearms. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, they're still chasing the does really good. Yep. Although I didn't see a buck yesterday at all. I saw like 8 does, but I didn't see a buck. So he must
gotcha.
Be with another doe somewhere.
Yep, probably so.
All right. So. Well, anyway, I like to get in the stand an hour before sunrise.
Okay.
And an hour before sunset.
No. So you do. So you know that magic hour is the last hour of the day. That you kind of leave out the middle of the day, huh?
Yeah, I leave out the middle of the day.
Yeah.
I don't have the patience anymore.
I hear you. Yeah. Some days I sit all day long, you know.
It gets them away from me.
There you go. Well, anyway, the hawk's ready to go. I'll probably start hunting rabbits next week, maybe.
All right.
Oh, cool.
You guys get a chance, come on over, check things out. You got to come over and look at this pond anyway, I guess.
Yep, we're going to do that, too.
I want to come see you work the hawk. I just think that would be awesome.
Well, come on down. I'll talk to you guys later. We're getting ready to walk to the stands.
Thanks, buddy.
That's great. In fact, I'm going to go to the Raptor show today for a few minutes and watch them. So, very cool.
What they got down there? Red tails, you think, too, or what?
Probably. I have no idea.
Yeah,
I have no idea, but I'm going to go watch them. Yeah. I just think they're the beautiful birds.
Yep, they are.
Thanks, Bob. Enjoy your day today. Thanks, man. Good luck.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Yep. All right, Bill's online. Let's talk to Bill. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
All right.
What's up?
How's Alan and Robin doing today?
Yeah, you know, another day.
We're here.
Another
yeah,
day.
I usually lay in bed and listen to you guys, but today I'm out heading over to the shore.
Gotcha. So. Well, enjoy.
You hunting today?
Yes.
Very cool.
Cool.
I hunted yesterday. I seen a couple nice bucks, and it's got me going back.
Got you going back.
What well, county are you going to today? Just county.
Over by Denton.
Okay.
Yep. Gotcha. Don't forget to wear your orange today.
Oh, it's in there.
There you go.
Yep. It's in there.
There's usually an orange cap and vest in the truck, no matter what, you know, what time of year it is, so. Indeed. So good. Well, good. I wish you luck. I'm glad to hear that the bucks are moving again. I might try to get out there this week in Queen Anne's County myself. I'd like to try that. So.
All right,
man. Well, thanks for calling
in. Put me down for the muzzleloader, please.
You're in it.
All right.
All right, buddy. Thanks.
Have a good day. Thanks.
All right, Bill. Bye-bye.
You too. Did you see that the national tree, the Rockefeller tree this year came from Elkton?
No, I didn't.
Yep. 75-year-old blue spruce.
Wow, that's cool.
Yeah.
Let's talk to Ted. Morning, Ted. How are you this morning?
Alan, Robin, how are you doing this morning?
Doing great.
Good. Hey, Alan, got a question for you. I've been looking all over for the shotgun. They're not, non-existent.
Okay. You dropped off there for a second. I heard shotgun. Are you looking for the... primers, is that what you're looking for?
No, just the regular shotgun slugs. Like, Lightfield's gone out of business.
Yep.
I've used Brennan and cannot find the rifle slugs.
Right.
You can find the rifled slugs.
You mean you can find you're looking for the Foster...
A rifle slug in a rifle barrel.
Yeah, you're looking for the Foster style.
Yes.
Yeah, for a smoothbore.
Right.
Yeah. Well, it's going to take some effort. There is a shortage of certain kinds of ammunition out there. That's probably one of them.
Right.
I don't know where you live, or I don't know where to send you, because there's places around that do have them. I have seen them in certain areas, but people understand that ammunition is in short supply. So rather than take what they need... They load up, for years, for the next couple of years. So, if the box of shells is $20 and they have $100 in their pocket, they're buying, rather than buy $1, they're buying five.
Right.
It basically.
If you don't, it's first come, first serve. If you don't get there, you're not getting them.
Well, yeah, that, but people get worried because they hear this supply chain thing and they, well, what about next year and the year after that? And the government's behind it all and blah, blah, blah. But I understand your dilemma. They are hard to find. I would call as many stores as you feel, comfortable, driving to and ask if they have them. And then, somebody does tell them to put you a box or two aside.
Right.
What part of state do you live in?
I live in Annapolis, but I hunt in Talbot County.
Oh, you live in Annapolis, but Talbot. Okay, right. On your way to Talbot, there are several pretty good sized sporting goods. Pretty good sized sporting goods stores that you could call.
Right.
There's our sponsor at Edgewater, which is Bay Country Crabbing and Outdoors.
Right.
Then I don't know if you travel around the state. Of course, there's Clyde's. I'm not sure what he has. And then Bel Air Gun Range. Now, Bel Air Gun Range will normally, if you want to drive to Bel Air to get your slugs, he may have them because he purchased a large quantity of ammunition from the widow of a person who used to do the gun shows and do them with nothing but ammo. Now it's been a few weeks and they've sold through a lot of the AR platform stuff. But I did see some slugs in there, whether they have the Foster style or not. So when you call, just specify, I need some slugs for a smoothbore slug gun. You know?
Right.
Depending on who answers.
Actually, I think that's reverse. I need them for a rifled barrel. Now, you can find the rifled slugs that you can use in a smooth barrel.
Oh, so you are looking for the Sabots.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Cannot find them. I've been online. Been over to the sporting goods store in Kennedyville, Anglers.
Yeah, you don't have to name them all. I get it. Well,
yeah.
I bought two boxes of 12s and two boxes of 20s at Bel Air Gun Range of the Hornady's.
Right.
So two boxes of 20 and two boxes of 12, but you might want to give them a call since they have this stockpile of ammo.
Okay, we'll do, because the 20s are no problem. It's a 12 gauge that seems to be just non-existent. Yeah.
I understand it.
Yep. So. Right. Well, Alan and Robin, have a good gun season coming up. And
yep, sorry I misunderstood. Yep.
Gotcha, you too. You have a super day, too.
Yeah, thank you.
Thanks for the call.
I'm in lane now.
Okay,
enjoy.
Good luck.
All
right.
Bye-bye. All right, you know. I think we'll do break number two and come back shortly.
That's what we were asked to do.
We'll be right back after these messages.
Colder tone of the weekend forecast feeling a lot more like November. Our high today 56, low tonight near freezing, and some widespread freeze and frost alerts up across the mid-Atlantic tonight. Mid-50s for Sunday, low 50s for Monday, and much of next week will be dry and cool with highs in the 50s and lows in the 30s and 40s. Recapping our forecast today, partly cloudy, breezy, and cooler with a high of only 56 degrees this afternoon in Baltimore. I'm Scott Laurie Moore at the Weather Channel on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Burbender Sharpening is a world-renowned knife sharpening business located right here in Maryland. As a matter of fact, if you've ever seen a cooking show on your favorite food channel, Jimmy from Burbenders most likely sharpens their knives. But wait, there's more. As anglers and hunters, we depend on our knives to fillet fish, field dress game, and lots of other chores. As regular folks, we mow our lawn, cut our wood, and cook our food. We use scissors and shears and chainsaws and a host of tools that need to be sharp for best results. Burbenders sharpens everything. Burbenders is located at 214 Mayo Road in Edgewaters, open Monday through Saturday, 8 till 3. And on Mondays, they even set up their mobile unit at Homestead Gardens in Severna Park from 9 till 2. You can always swing by their Edgewater shop for a quick turnaround or check burbenders.com for how and where to mail in your knives and tools for sharpening. Call toll-free 888-724-4769. That's 888-724-4769 with any question. Burbenders specializes in the sharpening of high-end cutlery and can renew your household knives to better than new. Take all your kitchen knives to Burbenders. You won't be sorry. Burbenders Sharpening in Edgewater sharpens everything. Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. Battery Warehouse, convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you. Hey, if you know a lot about guns or not much but want to learn, Bel Air Gun Range provides a place to shoot, practice, and learn in a family-friendly environment. And you can make your selection from the showroom when you're ready to own a firearm. Now, at Bel Air Gun Range, the public indoor gun range is open 7 days a week with no membership fee required. Rental firearms are on hand. Bel Air Gun Range memberships are available to individuals, couples, and families on an annual basis. The Gun Range stocks handguns, rifles, and shotguns for shooting sports and competition, hunting and home protection, ammunition too. And Bel Air Gun Range buys, consigns, sells, and transfers new and used firearms. Bel Air Gun Range offers personal firearms classes with an NRA-certified instructor. HQL courses can be taken in a group or virtually from the convenience of your home. For more details about Bel Air Gun Range, services, sales, and classes, stop by 2137 North Fountain Green Road in Bel Air, Maryland, or visit the website belairgunrange.com. The phone number is 410-399-9518. That's 399-9518. Be safe, shoot, and have fun at Bel Air Gun Range. We all want clean water, and that pond on your family's property really needs cleans. Vegetation has overtaken it, and sediment is slowly filling it in. You know, something needs to be done. And you have questions. What chemicals can I use? Will the fish die? Do I have to hire some guy with a backhoe? How expensive will it be? Legacy Waters Environmental Services has the answers. Legacy Waters Environmental Services is a family-owned, Maryland-based company that has invested in the specialized equipment that hydraulically removes sediment and vegetation from ponds, lakes, and waterways. They use no chemicals. The fish remain alive with no need to restock, and the choking vegetation and invasive plants are gone. Gone. The best part is Legacy Waters Environmental Services is committed to providing affordable solutions which will revitalize your pond. Legacy Waters Environmental Services is dedicated to leaving the smallest possible footprint and to preserve the quality of your waterway for generations. To learn more or schedule an appointment to review what your pond requires, visit the website legacywatersenv.com or call 410-357-1622. And you can see the job site videos on the Legacy Waters Facebook page. Call 410-357-1622 for Legacy Waters Environmental Services, leaving water better than when we found it.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
So we're back. And any callers on the line, Chris?
Yes, we've got Tom.
Tom, okay. Good morning, Tom. How are you this morning?
Hey, folks. I'm feeling a little more awake than you two, because you guys yawn a lot.
This show is taking it out of us, I think.
Yeah. Well, been working all week. I mean, I've been traveling all over the place this week as well, not only just here, but it's been long, long days on the road. So, anyway.
I'm glad you had a safe and productive week. You were talking about ammunition. I missed part of that call.
Well,
an actual ammunition shortage like we were hearing?
Well, what happened was during COVID, the factories all had to shut down. Now they're playing catch up.
Okay.
I mean, that's basically the story.
You mentioned the estate sale. How long is ammunition good for, you figure?
Oh, I've got 30-30s. That I would shoot from when I was a kid. I mean, you know, keep it cool and dry, and you're in good shape.
Yeah,
I mean, I wouldn't store it in a wet basement and take it out and shoot it. But you know, if it's relatively dry and temperate, I think ammunition lasts a long, long time. So
well, we got to keep our powder dry.
Keep your powder dry. That's the key right there. Yeah.
I've got some World War II stuff, and of course, hey, I've tested some of it, and it fires.
Well, there you go. It might not be quite as effective as it was back then, or maybe it's just as effective, and you don't remember how effective it was given the status of modern firearms. You know,
right. The question I actually had, and I'll listen off the air, and I had one quick comment before I hang up. Is there any good hunting land left in Maryland that you can pick up relatively cheaply, even if you've got to go far out west? And like I said, I'll listen when I hang up. But before I do, Ms. Ellis, you said in August that if you had folks call in during the first hour, you give a second crack at the contest. Is that still going on?
That one I don't remember.
No, that was for the fishing contest.
Oh, that was for the fishing contest, yes.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
All right. Anyway,
nice try, though. Here, nice try.
Yeah, sure. Hey, you never know if you don't ask.
That's right. That's right.
Smart man. I'm amazed you remembered. I'm really impressed.
Yep.
Very impressed.
So the cheap hunting land, Mr. Ellis.
Well, that takes some legwork and some phone calls and some, you know, that type of thing. I mean, if you're looking at, I mean, you can search a lot of different sites and, you know, kind of nail down where you want to hunt. I mean, there's people in here in Maryland that, you know, specialize in hunting land, and there's companies that specialize in hunting land. Is it going to be cheap? Doubtful, you know, but maybe the...
We're concerned about picking up some rural property, staying in Maryland, but getting out of, you know, being retired, staying out of a high-tax area.
I understand. Yeah, well, there's land available. There's no question about that. And like you mentioned, maybe going out west might be a little easier. You know, the area in Allegheny and Garrett counties, you know, Garrett now has become this resort area with Deep Creek Lake, and Allegheny might be one of your better shots. On the shore, it might be something like Caroline County or you know, something like that. I mean, pick your rural, most rural areas. Lower Eastern Shore would probably be Somerset County, maybe Wicomico. But just, you know, you just got to do your research. You really do. And you got to figure out what your budget is, and you got to get a realtor in that area to work with you. So.
Yeah, these days, the budget, there's the key word. All right, folks, thank you. Have a good weekend.
All right, thank you.
You have a super weekend.
Yep. Take care. All right. Chris, I'm not following along. Who we got?
Well, we've got Lee, but we also have to get this last break.
Oh, let's get the last break in. Yeah, we got to do that. We have to do that. Robin, what?
Nothing. Huh?
Bay Country Crabbing Supply, your crab headquarters, is Bay Country, now Bay Country Crabbing and Outdoors. Yeah, they're in Edgewater. The hunting department has absolutely filled up. There's a fine selection of firearms by Gunrunner Arsenal, Matthews and Hoyt compound bows with Mission 10-point and Wicked Ridge crossbows. There's a large selection of arrows and broadheads, Attracted Scents, and Habit brand camo. You can try your archery skills on the Monster Video Shooting Wall, and they have deer corn, too. The waterfowl department has decoys, blind bags, and ammo, and they're an authorized retailer for Bigfoot decoys. Bay Country Crabbing and Outdoors, located 3137 Solomon's Island Road on the northbound side, right beside Advanced Auto Parts. Call 410-956-0300. Bay Country Crabbing and Outdoors, your local crabbing headquarters, has everything you need for recreational and commercial crabbing and freshwater, tidal, and bay fishing tackle, too. For more information, give Bay Country Crabbing and Outdoors a call at 410-956-0300 or visit baycountrycrabbingsupply.com. Attention, watermen, bring your license for your discounts. So there's plenty of time to get outside and do some grilling, enjoy your deck, enjoy the fall, and a giant selection of colorful, weatherproof, poly and outdoor patio furniture, including tables and chairs, especially those Adirondack chairs. You can see all that from Route 50 at Exit 44 in Kent Island. Where am I talking about? Backyard Billy's, your go-to place for making backyards fun. You'll find swing sets, great Christmas presents for the kids, and storage sheds in Backyard Billy's backyard with free setup and delivery within 60 miles and free delivery to Maryland and Delaware beaches. Now, inside Backyard Billy's showroom, you can check out the barbecue grills, pellet grills by Traeger, ceramic smoker grills by Kamado Joe, and Big Green Egg. You'll see all that at Hearth America at Backyard Billy's, and there's a huge assortment of outdoor fire pits and rings to warm up those chilly fall evenings and get-togethers. Keep in mind, Hearth America at Backyard Billy's is the premier fireplace, stove, and hearth dealer in the region. Visit BackyardBillies.com, call 410-827-4500, that's 827-4500. Open 7 days a week, Route 50 at Exit 44B, Evans Avenue in Graysonville. Your backyard is going to look just great, and we'll be right back.
We all want clean water. So does your community have a yucky sediment pond in the development and your homeowners association doesn't know what to do about it? Is your local golf course water hazard choking with weeds and sediment? Is your farm pond or waterfowl impoundment not friendly to fish and waterfowl anymore? What about your community pond owned by the town or county?
Does your local marina have to deal with overgrown vegetation every year? If you said yes, here's the solution. Legacy Waters Environmental Services. Legacy Waters Environmental Services is a family-owned, Maryland-based company that has invested in the specialized equipment that hydraulically removes sediment and vegetation from ponds, lakes, and waterways. They use no chemicals. The fish remain alive, and the choking vegetation and invasive plants are gone. They're gone. Legacy Waters Environmental Services is dedicated to leaving the smallest possible footprint to preserve the quality of your waterway for generations to come. To learn more or schedule an appointment to review what your pond requires, visit the website legacywatersenv.com or call 410-357-1622. And you can see the job site videos on the Legacy Waters Facebook page. Call 410-357-1622 for Legacy Waters Environmental Services, leaving water better than when we found it. Alan Ellis here for Line-X Spray-On Truck Bedliners. Line-X Spray-On Truck Bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market. Whether you're a hunter, a crabber, an angler, a contractor, a farmer, a waterman, or weekend warrior, your Line-X Bedliner with a lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, and any kind of tools. Your Line-X Bedliner resists most chemicals and will not crack, bubble, or peel. Catonsville Line-X is just off Security Boulevard on 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver at 410-455-0800. That's 455-0800. Bay Line-X of Glen Burnie is located off Ritchie Highway at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-487-6405. That's 487-6405. Catonsville Line-X and Bay Line-X of Glen Burnie can install tough truck gear accessories and even protect your vehicle from rust with a product called ValueGuard No Rust Protection. Do what I did and have Catonsville Line-X or Bay Line-X of Glen Burnie install your Line-X spray-on truck bed liner and truck gear today. Line-X.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Hey, Robin.
Huh?
Why are mummies such workaholics?
I don't know. Why are mummies such workaholics?
They never take time to unwind. Let's talk to Lee. Good morning, Lee.
Morning, kids. How are you?
Morning.
Doing all right.
I just called it getting on the contest.
Well, you are in on it. Thanks for the call.
All right, you all take care.
You do the same.
You have a
super day. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. There we go. So we were talking about scent, okay?
Uh-huh.
So Joe, our joke guy, said, I was hunting in Carroll County, and he was up in his stand. It had been light for about 30 minutes. He was cold. I'll quote it from his standpoint. I was cold, so I poured a cup of hot coffee for myself from my thermos. All of a sudden, I have a herd of does and a buck approaching from my right. So I set the coffee on the floor of my stand and ready my gun. Suddenly, all the deer stop and put their noses in the air. All the tails are now going up, and I glance down at the cup of coffee, and the steam is blowing their way. I was able to harvest the buck just as the does started to take off. I've always said that I took that buck, an old 9-point, because he stopped to smell the coffee.
I love it. I love it.
That's a good story.
But the truth is, you all always go into the woods with coffee.
Yep.
Well, how come you don't think that bothers them?
I don't think it does.
That's what I just asked.
Because I play the wind. I play the wind, baby.
Yeah.
So you have to. You gotta know your wind direction. That's all there is to it.
Okay.
Hey, Chris, thanks. We'll be back.
You're welcome.
Robin.
Everybody, get out. Stay safe. I just lost it. Come see us at the Waterfowl Festival today.